This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A two-part Inside Douglas County today, starting off talking about Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Melody Schwegel, the executive director, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, you guys have been busy this time of year, and I know you've got just about any time of the year, it seems like.
Yeah.
You've got a current production that's, it looks like it's wrapping up. Is it this weekend?
Yeah, this is our last weekend. Rounding Third, it's a fabulous baseball comedy, stars Brian Prowitz and Bob Moreland. It's just a two-person show, and it's about two little league baseball coaches who have two completely different contrasting personalities, and it's how they coach their kids and all of the funny stuff that comes out of it, the heartbreaking stuff that comes out of it, and the audience actually becomes the team. And we have just three more performances tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock and 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Now, I know Bob Moreland has done solo performances before, right? But I would think almost a two-person show might even be harder than a one-person show.
It's so funny that you say that, because he actually agrees. He says that two-person shows are a lot harder than one-person shows, because I know he's used to relying on nobody else. So if he drops a line, nobody knows it. But if he drops the line in this one, Brian has to be on his toes, or then Bob has to be on his toes, or Brian does. But it's a great, great show. And these two characters and personalities, they mesh so well together. Brian and Bob are fantastic, and all you can do is laugh every time they're on stage together.
Wow, that's interesting. Obviously, a big age difference there. Bob Moreland's been doing the theater for a very long time. Brian actually kind of has now, too.
Yeah, he's been, you know, not just dipping his toes, he's cannonballing straight into the theater scene right now, and he's wonderful. He's not afraid to just let himself go on stage, and it's so refreshing to see that. He's wonderful. He's so great to work with. Same with Bob. I mean, Bob's a veteran actor. He's just, any chance I have to work with Bob, I'll take it.
So, any tickets left for this performance?
Absolutely. You can purchase your tickets at uac-theater.com, or you can buy them at the door. But yeah, these guys, they should have some full houses this week. We'd love to see everybody out. This is your last opportunity. We will not get to do this show for almost, I guarantee it's not going to come back for a very long time. It's a very, very difficult show to do. I know opening night we had Robert Colosi, who played the original Bob Moreland's part on Broadway, messaged us and said, hey, good luck. This was, I had so much fun doing this, and gave the guys some words of encouragement. And he even said this is a very underrated show that really deserves big houses. So we're kind of mirroring the exact same thing, saying come on out and support these guys and support the performing arts.
Well, and with the weather not exactly perfect to be outdoors, maybe it's a good time to be indoors.
Absolutely. I like that.
So let's look ahead to summer, because just recently you announced the summer musical. Talk about that.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited for this year's summer musical. We're taking a different path. We normally do a lot of comedies, some classics. This one is a brand new musical, and it's a drama, and it's Anastasia. And it's based off of the cartoon, Warner Brothers cartoon, but it's so beautiful. It's probably the most beautiful music that I've ever heard on a Broadway stage. And beautiful harmonies, gorgeous costumes, haunting melodies. It's the story is heartbreaking. And if you've seen the cartoon, you'll know some of the songs that are in there, but they've incorporated a lot more songs into the score. And something else that we're doing this year, and I'm so excited, is we are bringing back the live orchestra this year. So we will have a live orchestra.
Wow, and when was the last time you had that?
Probably, it was Beauty and the Beast. It was before COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And of course, this is not the UAC Theater. This is at UCC.
Yes. All of our summer musicals have been taking place at Jacoby Auditorium at UCC, and this year is the same. And it's just a great facility to work on. Big productions like Anastasia really need to be showcased on a large set or large scene and or excuse me stage, and Jacoby really has that, and so we're excited to be back.
So who's the director for this?
I'm going to be directing this one. I'm very excited about this. It's my favorite Broadway show. That this one is my favorite Broadway show ever. So getting to do a passion project like this, I mean it's a dream control.
Now, how big is your cast going to be?
Normally we do around 45-ish, and Jenny Prowitz is going to roll her eyes right now, but I'm going to keep it at 30, a cast of 30, and just kind of nice and intimate. It seems like 30 people is not a very intimate cast, but compared to some of the other musicals that we've done, it really is. But yeah, we're looking for probably high school age and up. There are two kid parts for the young Anastasia and Alexei, Anastasia's brother. But that's it for kids, and the rest is going to be high school age and up. And I think we're looking at having auditions on May 3rd and 4th. Now, that's don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty certain those are the days that we're going to do. So May 3rd and 4th auditions, and we open July 21st. I'm sorry, 24th, and run through August 3rd.
How different is it to direct at Jacoby versus at your theater?
Everything has to be bigger than life. When you're at such an intimate setting with you act, like in rounding third, if you have extremely, I guess, how do I say this? If you overact on stage at you act, you're not overacting on stage at Jacoby Auditorium. Your expressions are bigger. Your emotions are bigger. You have to project more. But if you're in a small, intimate space, you don't have to do as much because literally the audience is from me to you at our theater on Harvard.
Now, of course, you've upgraded over the years at the UACT Theater. You've got the light wall, and that's not the right term. What's the right term?
Oh, the LED projection screen.
There we go. Now, you don't have that at UCC, though, right?
We don't. We do utilize their psych that they have there, and they have a really nice projector, so we will be using projections this year as well as some drops. But, yeah, their psych is that we'll be utilizing is 50 feet by 25, 30 feet. It's a great stage. It's just really, really lovely to work on that stage.
Now, for Anastasia, I'm not going to have anybody flying through the air or anything.
Nobody's going to be flying through the air. Nope.
That's one of the things that people have found interesting over the years sometimes at the college, to be able to do some of the things that you really don't have space to do.
Well, we might have that coming up here in a year or two. So a flying production, which would be lovely. So that's all. I'm going to give that little hint and let that simmer for a year.
You heard this first here on the radio. So Anastasia, have you ever done it before?
Never done Anastasia. Anastasia is very, very new. It came out on Broadway in 2017, and then they went on tour 2 years ago. I saw the touring production, and they just released the rights about a year ago for Anastasia. So this is brand new.
Now, among the things that UACT does as well is you're working on sending some young people to Broadway. Talk about that.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. We sent 30 kids this last year to New York and we for 5 days, and we're doing it again. It was so successful, and right now we already have 30 kids signed up, and we still have a year to go. So any performing arts students in Douglas County, if you are interested in spending 5 days in New York, we're going to see three Broadway shows. We're going to talk to Broadway professionals. We're going to meet and greet with some Broadway stars. We're going to look at all of the sites, go up on the some of the tallest buildings in New York, see the Statue of Liberty. Everything that you can possibly think of to do in New York, we cram it into 5 days. I think we walked about 30 miles in a couple days in New York.
But, yeah, isn't that amazing how much you walk there when you have to?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, and of course, these are, you just take kids, you're the only adult.
I'm definitely not the only adult, no. We've got some amazing chaperones who are coming on. They're part of the UACT board of directors, so we're excited to have Marty, Janny, Shauna, Troy, and Nolan, and myself as their chaperones. So these are great kids. Any kids who are interested in participating in this are welcome. So you can give us a call, 541-673-2125, if you think you have a kid who might be interested in going on this trip. We do a lot of fundraising as well to help cover that cost. No, it's a great opportunity.
All right. And again, rounding third, wrapping up this weekend.
Rounding third, yep. Get your tickets at the door or on our website. They're only $17, and you will not be disappointed.
All right. Melody Schregel, Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Thanks for coming in.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Segment 2 today, we're talking about the Home and Garden Show with the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association happening next weekend. In fact, starting next Friday, Dana LaPrey from the Home Builders Association. You get a lot to do probably to get ready in the next week.
Yeah, there's a lot happening right now in preparation for the home show, but we're definitely looking forward to it.
So talk about what's going to be going on.
Well, a lot happening. We have a lot of over 100 vendors that are coming down to provide tips on any home building and remodeling. And we have a build-off challenge with the high schools happening. We have tons of stuff going on.
Yeah, tell me more about this build-off challenge.
So we're having a build-off between 7 local participating schools in support of their CTE programs. Each school will compete in 2 different categories for first place and bragging rights. And then additionally, a silent auction is going to be held on various outdoor furniture that they crafted to raise additional funds for their schools.
And then you've got kind of a partnership with CASA on this too, right?
Yes. So we're really excited to be able to partner with CASA at the small category that the schools are building for. They're going to be building small play structures, and then that will be donated to CASA for their event in September.
All right, so that's going to be going on, and one of the other things you do is you've got an opportunity here with all these folks in one place. It really simplifies it for somebody who's working on ideas.
Yes, we have, you know, this platform with 2 different buildings at the fairgrounds that just allows all of the vendors to be able to showcase what they do and the things that they, the tips that they provide to people that might be coming in to look for ideas on remodeling their homes, or maybe they're wanting to re-landscape. All of the vendors are there to provide those ideas for them.
Now, you brought somebody with you today. Why don't you introduce them?
This is John Walker. He is our sponsor for the home show, and he is with Umpqua Sheet Metal.
So, John, come on over and talk about what you're going to be doing there.
Well, Kyle, we're going to be representing Umpqua Sheet Metal at the home show. We've been in Douglas County. This is coming up in our 50th year as a family-owned business in Roseburg, Douglas County, serving all of Oregon. And we'll be showing people how to improve their home efficiency by offering installation of new heat pumps, super high efficiency heat pumps, and gas furnaces for their homes. And we're also working in conjunction with the Energy Trust of Oregon, who's also going to be at the home show. And we're setting up projects for multifamily dwellings that include free heat pumps for those groups and low-cost, low-income homes for reduced cost heat pump installations. And we're offering all those through General Electric at Umpqua Sheet Metal.
All right, so get a little closer to the mic there. How much has the whole area of heating and air conditioning evolved in recent years in terms of the options?
The options seem to be endless and ever-changing. We've got a hold of a very super high-efficiency group with our relationship with General Electric at Umpqua Sheet Metal, and we've been doing commercial sheet metal and institutional systems for years, and we recently opened our residential division, and we're bringing it to the home show to offer it, and we're able to cut your cost of operation by up to 35%.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
Almost 50 years.
And how did you get into it?
It was a family thing. I grew up with my uncle working in Sacramento and moved up to Roseburg about 30 years ago, and had Umpqua Sheet Metal working for me as I was the chief engineer for Douglas County.
Wow. So every day, every project you work on is just a little bit different, right?
Correct. It's a very large variety. We do quite a bit of commercial steel, stainless kitchens, range hoods, and then a lot of home remodeling for people here recently, and a lot of government and institutional and hospital work. So we're here for every element of HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, sheet metal, flashing, gutters, and crane services.
Wow. And obviously, it's a big deal to have heat and cooling in your house.
Yes, it is.
That sounds obvious, but not everybody in the world has that option, and it's amazing the difference it makes. So, Dana, talk more about some of the things people can see out there.
So we're going to have some presentations. Actually, presentations are going to be happening every day of the show. They're on the half hour, and they're on various topics, such as making your dream home a reality. There's DIY landscaping tips and tricks, top home improvements with the best return on investment, and discussing real estate trends in 2025. These are just a few to name some of the presentations that are going on.
Now, we're getting close to spring. I imagine things really start ramping up for the folks that you work with.
Yes, it does. Business gets really, really busy this time of year, and I hear that it's supposed to be good weather next weekend, so it's gonna bring people out, especially those that want to work outside and get ideas. Hopefully, they'll bring those people down to the show.
And I know we're definitely going to be warmer. There may still be a chance of rain next weekend, but finally into the 60s and maybe even 70.
Yes, and I'm actually really excited about that because we've had to run the show during Snowmageddon. So anything that is not snow, I am happy about.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot that part.
Yeah, we had to run the show during Snowmageddon one year and COVID. So this will be a good year for just sunshine and maybe a little bit of rain.
And let's see here, as we look at, now you mentioned, how many booths?
So we have over 100 vendors. And then another thing that I thought was cool is that attendees can have their passports stamped by visiting each sponsor's booth for a chance to win a weekend stay at Diamond Lake Resort. And then we're also doing door prize drawings on the hour every day of the show.
Wow. So, John, for you, what's your favorite part of being at this event yourself?
Well, I like talking to people and working with them on their different projects and helping them understand ways to make their homes more efficient and comfortable. And we're able to offer discounts and specials this year at the show by offering our new super high efficiency heat pump systems with GE. And we're looking forward to meeting everyone and also handing out a few nice prizes, which we'll be sharing at the home show with Dana. And we'll be stuffing bags and helping people get excited about using Umpqua Sheet Metal as their primary vendor for air conditioning.
Now, Dana, as well, you've got kind of a special thing on Sunday, right?
Sunday, we are going to be doing there's a voting process that takes place with all of this furniture. And so people that are coming into the show can vote for their favorite school, and then we will be announcing the lucky winner on Sunday.
And you've got a special price deal for seniors and veterans, right, on Sunday?
Yes. Seniors and veterans will be getting in free all day Sunday.
All right. And again, how many years has this been going on? Any idea?
I myself have been doing this. This will be my eighth year, but I believe that we've been doing this since 1986.
Wow. So that's going to be happening at the fairgrounds of which two buildings?
The conference hall and the Douglas hall.
And then what are the hours?
Friday is 10 to 6. Saturday is 9 to 6. And Sunday is 10 to 4.
And what's admission?
Admission is $8 or $5 if you can bring two cans of food in partnership with Feeding Umpqua. And then children 12 and under get in free.
All right, Dana LaPre, John Walker, Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.